Lesson 107, Job chapters 1 through 16. Introduction. Job, a righteous God-fearing man, experienced severe trials and afflictions. Job lost all his property, his children died, and he suffered great physical agony. In the midst of his suffering, Job was visited by three friends. Though Job's friends intended to comfort him, they accused him of transgression. Suggestions for teaching. Job chapter 1 verse 1 through chapter 2 verse 10. Job endures the loss of his possessions and children and is afflicted with boils. Invite a student to ponder the following questions. How do you typically respond when something bad happens to you? How might you respond if something bad happened to you and you had done nothing to deserve it? Explain that the book of Job tells about a man who experienced severe trials and afflictions. Some have wondered if Job was a fictional character, but both ancient scripture and modern revelation clarify that Job was a real person who went through very real suffering. Invite students as they study Job chapter 1 through 16 to look for principles that can help them when they or those around them experience trials. Note: Using curriculum. Curriculum materials are your main resource outside of the scriptures themselves for preparing and teaching effective lessons. President Henry B. Eyring taught, quote, "We can unlock the power of the curriculum simply by acting on our faith that it is inspired of God. Sticking with the content of the curriculum as well as its sequence will unlock our unique teaching gifts, not stifle them." End quote. Invite a student to read Job chapter 1 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for words or phrases that describe Job. What words or phrases do you find that describe Job? You may want to clarify that the word perfect in verse 1 does not mean Job was without sin. Rather, it implies that Job faithfully kept the commandments of God. Those who keep the commandments and endure to the end will eventually be made perfect through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Explain that Job 1:6 through 12 contains a poetic rendition of a conversation between the Lord and Satan, who became the adversary of mankind following his rebellion during the council in heaven. You may want to inform students that Satan, or Satan, is a Hebrew word meaning adversary. These verses in Job 1 use the form Hasatan, meaning the adversary, which describes the devil's role here. Ask three students to read Job 1:6 through 12 aloud by assigning one student to read the words of the narrator, another to read the words of the Lord, and the third to read the words of Satan. Invite the class to follow along and look for what Satan claimed about Job. According to verses 9 through 10, what did Satan claim about Job? Satan claimed that Job feared or worshipped the Lord only because the Lord had protected and blessed Job. According to verse 11, what did Satan claim Job would do if the Lord removed his protection and blessings from Job? Satan claimed that Job would curse the Lord. According to verse 12, what did the Lord allow Satan to do? What limits did the Lord set on Satan's power to test Job? Satan was allowed to afflict all that Job had, but he was not allowed to harm Job. Point out that contrary to the account in Job 1:6 through 12 and a similar account in Job 2:1 through 6, the Lord does not really make agreements with Satan. The conversations between the Lord and Satan in the book of Job are presented in a poetic narrative that emphasizes Satan's role as our adversary. In reality, the Lord has power over Satan and has no need to bargain with him. Ask a student to read Job 1:13 through 19 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and identify all that Job lost. If you were Job, what questions or feelings would you have had after experiencing these losses? Invite a student to read Job 1:20 through 22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Job responded to these trials. How did Job demonstrate faith in God during these trials? What principle can we learn from Job's example as he experienced these trials? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following principle. We can choose to have faith in God even in the midst of our trials. Using students' words, write this principle on the board. Summarize Job chapter 2 verses 1 and 2 by explaining that these verses introduce another poetic rendition of a conversation between the Lord and Satan. Ask three students to read Job chapter 2 verses 3 through 6 aloud by assigning one student to read the words of the narrator, another to read the words of the Lord, and the third to read the words of Satan. Invite the class to follow along and look for what the Lord and Satan said about Job. According to verse 3, what did the Lord say about Job? What did Satan claim about Job? Satan claimed that if Job were afflicted physically, then Job would curse the Lord. What did the Lord allow Satan to do? Afflict Job physically, but not kill him. Ask a student to read Job 2, 7 through 9 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what happened to Job next. How was Job afflicted this time? What are boils? Boils are a very painful skin condition. You may want to explain that a potsherd is a broken piece of pottery. Job was using the potsherd to try to scrape off his diseased skin. What did Job's wife encourage him to do? How might we be tempted to curse God or blame Him and turn away from Him during our trials? Invite a student to read Job 2:10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for how Job responded to the afflictions he experienced. How did Job continue to show faith in God during his trials? Refer to the principle you wrote on the board earlier. To help students further understand and feel the truth and importance of this principle, ask, what can we do to show faith in God during our trials? Who is someone you admire for choosing to have faith in God during trials? How did this person show faith in God? Job chapter 2 verse 11 through chapter 16 verse 22. Job and three friends discuss why Job's misfortunes may have come upon him. Ask students to consider whether they have ever had a friend help them during a difficult time. Summarize Job chapter 2 verses 11 through 13 by explaining that three of Job's friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, came to Job to comfort him in his afflictions. Job expressed some of his thoughts and feelings to his friends. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Job 3, 1 through 4, and verse 25, chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Ask the class to follow along and look for thoughts and feelings Job experienced because of his trials. What thoughts and feelings did Job experience because of his trials? Summarize Job chapter 4 through 16 by explaining that each of Job's friends expressed his belief that Job's afflictions had come upon him because of something wrong he had done. Write the following names and references on the board. Eliphaz, Job chapter 4 verses 7 through 9, chapter 15 verses 4 through 6. Bildad, Job chapter 8 1 through 6 and verse 20. Zophar, Job chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Divide the class into three groups. Assign each group to study the words of one of Job's friends in the scripture references you wrote on the board. Ask students to look for phrases indicating why each friend believed Job deserved his afflictions. Then ask each group to report what they find. Based on what we learned about Job, did Job's afflictions come upon him because of sin? No. From Job's experience, what truths can we learn about trials and difficulties? Students may give a variety of answers, but make sure they identify the following truth. Trials and difficulties come upon the righteous as well as the wicked. Why do you think it is important to know that trials and difficulties come upon the righteous as well as the wicked? Invite a student to read Job 10, verse 2 and 15 aloud. Explain that these verses record that Job said he did not know why his afflictions had come upon him. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. Although we may not know the reasons for our trials, we can blank. invite students to ponder how they might complete this statement as they continue to study Job's words. Ask a student to read Job 13, 13 through 16 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for what Job said he would do no matter what happened to him. What did Job say he would do no matter what happened to him? Trust in the Lord. Based on Job's example, how would you complete the statement on the board? Using students' words, complete the principles so that it conveys the following truth. Although we may not know the reasons for our trials, we must continue to trust in the Lord. To help students understand this principle, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. You may want to provide students with copies of this statement. Invite students to follow along and look for what can prevent us from trusting in the Lord and what we can do to trust in the Lord. Quote, when you face adversity, you can be led to ask many questions. Some serve a useful purpose, others do not. To ask, why does this have to happen to me? Why do I have to suffer this now? What have I done to cause this? Will lead you into blind alleys. It really does no good to ask questions that reflect opposition to the will of God. Rather ask, what am I to do? What am I to learn from this experience? What am I to change? Whom am I to help? How can I remember my many blessings in times of trial? This life is an experience in profound trust. Trust in Jesus Christ. Trust in His teachings. Trust in our capacity as led by the Holy Spirit, to obey those teachings. To trust means to obey willingly without knowing the end from the beginning. To produce fruit, your trust in the Lord must be more powerful and enduring than your confidence in your own personal feelings and experience. End quote. From Trust in the Lord, Ensign, November 1995. According to Elder Scott, what are some examples of questions we can ask during times of trial to help us develop greater trust in the Lord? Ask students to ponder again the statement by Elder Scott and consider what they will do to show their trust in the Lord. You may want to invite a few students to share what they are going to do to show their trust in the Lord. You may want to conclude by testifying of the Lord's love for us all. Invite students to act on any promptings they receive to place faith and trust in the Lord. Commentary and background information. Job 2 verse 6. The Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand. As long as we are faithful to the Lord, he will never allow Satan to tempt or try us more than we are able to overcome. See 1 Corinthians 10:13. President James E. Faust of the First Presidency affirmed, quote, The power to resist Satan may be stronger than we realize. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, All beings who have bodies have power over those who have not. The devil has no power over us only as we permit him. The moment we revolt at anything which comes from God, the devil takes power. He also stated, Wicked spirits have their bounds, limits, and laws by which they are governed. So Satan and his angels are not all-powerful. End quote. From The Forces That Will Save Us, Ensign, January 2007.